Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu from the Box Press Studio, Seth Geis, and from the Pastania Studio, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Good, man. Does anyone know how Kate Middleton's doing, though? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. I have no idea.
No one knows. Do you see the one where they're like, they edited a photo and then they put all like cats in the photo?
Yeah.
Like the real photo.
All right. So today we are talking about the Somme Rioja Robusto. Cigars are Robusto Extra 5x54. Comes out of the Tabacalera Diaz Cabrera factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is Dominican Corojo. Binder is Sumatra. And the filter is from the Dominican Republic. It is blended by Vlada Stohanov. Price point is $13.50. Cigar was released in January of 2024. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
I thought it was pretty average. First third was decent. The profile tasted fuller. But for most of it, like i.e. second, third, last third, I got a bunch of like staleness and just the overall flavor just kind of, you know, generically melded together without being anything like distinct or just tasty in general. So this is just trying to make a rhyme with Somme.
Never mind. Give you time. You can think about it.
Yeah.
All right, Seth. Take us to it.
Yeah, it was almost like the battle of the Somme right there. Tobacco, dry earth, wood, some sweet spices. I got some hay qualities. Really balanced. The flavor profile kind of remained throughout. It was a balanced cigar, medium strength and body. It just seemed like it was lacking a little bit. You know, June said that stale quality, and I'm looking back on the cigar, it's like, not quite stale, but it's like almost there, and it's like there's a little airiness to it, just a little bit lacking. I also had some issues with like the burn and the draw too, so yeah. John,
I'm gonna echo a lot of what's already been said. You know, it wasn't a bad cigar. I just think it didn't do enough for me to sort of elevate it above the crowd. Pleasant flavors throughout. First third, sweet tobacco, a little bit of tannic wood, mild bread, a little bit of sweetness, tobacco sweetness offsetting that, and some mild chocolate. The first third, honestly, my initial thought was like, I kind of thought this might be designed to be paired with red wine, because I was like, this seems like something you pair with red wine. Second third, a little bit of bread, baking spices, dry wood again, medium strength tannins building on the wood as it continued. So that was pretty heavy on the palate and not sort of the dynamic nature of what I'm looking for. And then last third, creamy wood, baking spices, sweet tobacco. Bread kind of came back, but kind of pushed aside a little bit by some of the other flavors. And then at the halfway point, some medium strength earth came through and kind of dominated the profile for the remainder of the third. Seth was saying he had some issues with construction. I didn't have any issues with the burn. Very straight for me. Draw did have some snugness to it. Not anything crazy. Just had to note some resistance on it. So, pleasant profile overall, but like I said, didn't really elevate for me. So kind of an average experience for me. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, for me, this cigar started with toasted oak, cinnamon forward, baking spice, and earth. Baking spice transitioned to black pepper pretty quickly, and the profile pretty much remained the same until the final third when the earth increased a bit. Average flavor profile throughout. Really linear. I think similar to kind of what Seth was saying, that it just kind of stayed the same throughout. Nothing really present that was all that exciting, and I just don't know that I would come back to it. It was just one note. I mean, if you're okay with that and you're going to smoke it while you're doing something else, I guess maybe, but no, I'd be expecting a bit more from the cigar. All right, so let's get into the scores. We're going to start at the top with June at 6.1. I give it a 5.65. John gave it a 5.45. Seth gave it a 5.15. So, June, how'd that 6.1 match up for you?
It's matches pretty well. I want to smoke it again. Yeah.
All right.
Just pour some $2 chuck and be on your way.
There you go. My 5.65 matches up well. Average flavor profile throughout. A little bit of a wavy burn, but otherwise construction was perfect. Kind of gets it into that mid fives, but yeah, not a cigar I'd be seeing myself coming back to. John, 5.45.
Yeah, average flavor throughout. Construction was pretty good. Just a bit of a snug draw, which didn't, I don't think, affected it in any way. So not the end of the world. But, you know, below a six, it's almost certainly something I couldn't see myself returning to. So I think it matches up quite well.
All right, so 5.15.
It's unlike wines that come out of the region of Rioja in Spain. I just wasn't a fan of it. So it's just, yeah. I just thought it was lacking, one-dimensional. It's too soft. Yeah.
All right. Any final thoughts from you guys on this one?
Do they have anything else coming out?
He's had some releases last year. Yeah. Had some releases last year. But I'm assuming he'll be doing some more stuff and, you know, working out of this factory. I think maybe you wrote it in your notes, Seth, is just that this.
Oh, this is the, yeah, this is the Diaz.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, this is, you know, John, we spent some time with Eladio when we were at Davidoff. Mm-hmm. Great guy, made some good stuff. Now he has his own factory. I don't fucking see it. I don't know what's going on. It's really disappointing. I mean, it goes to show. I mean, listen, Davidoff's not doing that great. Eladio's not doing that great. When they were together, they were doing all right. They just got to get together. Got to jerk each other off, make some good cigars.
Yeah, like soggy biscuit or something, you know.
Something, man.
Something.
A little Rioja whatever. Biscuit.
Listen, man, you know, it's about the leaf, so whatever it takes, you know, whatever it takes.
Like soggy leaf. That's cool, too.
Soggy leaf. Ooh, I did, oh, baby. Man, I think we just gave somebody a new cigar name.
Riste, run with it.
You could pitch that at the Matt booth, I think. Soggy leaf.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna.
Soggy leaf.
I'm gonna.
All right. Wherever you catch this video, be sure to like and subscribe and check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels. You can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. Catch you on the next one.
Rioja.